Blog Talk Radio. stand. It's sad that we cannot even take care of our senior citizens in our community. It's sad that south of Shaw, people are treated differently than those north of Shaw. Had she been a white woman living by Woodward Park, we wouldn't be standing here right now. Some say, well, Reverend Harris, why do you want to make it a racial thing? Because it is a racial issue. Because if she was a white woman, when they call their city council up north, problems are solved. When we call our city council here down south, it's nothing but excuses. So I really don't care what anybody thinks. You want to say we're using a race card or whatever you want to say. 15 years now. I believe we steal the tale here in Fresno. Nothing has changed in West Fresno. We have a mother here. All she wants is her sprinklers fixed and this tree taken out of her yard. As of yesterday, as Miss Eileen, the daughter here, has been for five months driving to City Hall, emailing, calling, trying to get someone to listen to her cry, and it fell on deaf ears. So the politicians must understand one thing now, that we're not playing. We love our seniors. And when you mess over our seniors, you messing over us. When we call you, you're supposed to respond. Now, I called myself to the council district office and asked him to meet me out here so that we could resolve this issue. My cry went on deaf ears. I haven't got a call back. Now, everybody know me in Fresno, so I'm not hard to catch up with if you want to solve this problem. Now, we have a school down here called King Elementary. We have a church right here called New Birth. People are walking up and down this sidewalk daily. We have running water that's right behind me. We have a tree that's broken the sprinkler. Now, if I'm a civilian and I tear up something of the city, you best believe that the city attorney is going to sue me and then expect for me to get it fixed. So Mama Kareen did not plant that tree. She put her sprinklers there so she can have a beautiful yard. And if you understand the city of Fresno, you do not have a right to cut on that tree. And if you cut on that tree, you will get in big trouble. So my point is that the city of Fresno needs to understand they need to be held accountable for what they're supposed to fix. And it's not hard. Don't tell me that you're trying to get someone to do something. You're trying to get a crew to come in and do something. That tree fell yesterday. In 2 hours, there was some people here cutting the limbs up off the ground. This has been going on for 6 months now. And these little children could walk down here, slip, fall. You got mold on the ground. Seniors can't even walk out here with their walkers. Bicycles, you try to stop, you slide into the street. That is a safety issue right there. And safety issues are priorities. So I don't know why the God, no one in City Hall cannot figure out, just like they sent that crew out here to cut that tree limb that fell on the neighbor's truck yesterday, that Aleem is trying to say, get these trees out of here. And this is where we are today. Wasting our time now with a press conference that I could be in my farm working with my children. But because Mama is 100 years old, she paved the way for me. She paved the way. As a matter of fact, she paved the way for all of us out here. So it's our job to make sure that she's taken care of. If this is her last day, if it is, we want it to be her best last days. We want her to come out that door right there in her wheelchair or her walker. If she want to come out on the sidewalk, if she want to water her grass, we want her to have the quality of life just like those living up in Woodward Park. And on this side of town, it don't work like that. Because no one cares. And when you call your elected representative to come out and they don't come out, well, maybe we need to head to the election office. Because when we call, we expect for you to come out. Arkansas months ago. Then you're going to turn around and send her a shut-off bill to shut her water off? Because your tree busts the water lines? This is the water bill, shut-off bill here that she received. Because of the city of Fresno don't want to come out here and be accountable for their tree. And if you look at the tree is leaning in the street because there's so much moisture underground. So now it's another safety issue because it can just fall over at any time and crush a kid, crush anybody. So why is it not a priority? This is serious business here. Real serious. Because I look at her as my mom, my grandma, my sister, my great aunt. And that's how all of us should look at our ancestors and people in our family.
That's right.
And as I close, understand that we're talking about one little problem here. All of these trees on this block is dead. They all are cracking. They all got infested with holes in them and all kinds of bugs and things are in them. I'm going to walk you to show you what I'm talking about. You need an arborist to come. The city needs to hire an arborist to come out here and check each one of these trees because they all got some kind of sickness in them. And that's why that tree fell yesterday. Because when you look at the where it broke, it was rotten in the elbow piece. But no, who listened to Pope folk in West Fresno? Who listen to us over here? We ain't got no money. We ain't got no high-powered attorneys. So who cares? That's where we at today. And to make matters worse, mother was 199 years old. I called Councilman Baines to say, you know, I think it's only right that we give a proclamation to mother. Was this in December? In October. City of Fresno gave her a proclamation in October. Well, really, the proclamation shouldn't make a difference. It really should. But since you gave it to her, we're going to acknowledge that you said we acknowledge you, Mother Kareem. So where is the quality of life in West Fresno? It's not here. It's not here at all. And so we're not going to stop until this tree get out of here and the city fix her water line and the city reimburse her money that she was paying $79 a month that went up to $200, $300, and $400. We want them to give her money back because she paid her taxes for 100 years here. That's what I call elderly abuse. The city of Fresno has done elderly abuse against our mother and has taken advantage of a senior citizen. And if any of us out here take advantage of a senior citizen, Fresno PD, the sheriff's department, would arrest us. So what makes them any different? Who's getting arrested at City Hall for taking advantage of our mother? To show you here, this picture here is how much she's loved with all the children around her feet. That's the type of woman we have in our community. That we go to her feet, include myself. That's how much respect we have for her. She was there for the city, but the city's not here for her. That's just the bottom line. Real quick, we want to give you a walkthrough here of these trees here. The trees. Can you hold this here? I don't know how you're going to take this out. just do it like this.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show. We're here this evening. We played the press conference that was at the Allene Reed mother's home today. Very powerful day, long day for me, but it was a very, I would say, interesting, exciting day. But just like to give a shout out to all of you who are listening right now. Mother Kareen is at a state of emergency right now. And what I mean by state of emergency right now, to give you some framework about the incident today, is that she's been living there for 60 years at the same address. Her husband was a Vietnam War, World War II, and she was a seamstress. She's raised her family, her children there on Belgravia and Bardale for 60-something years. Her daughter, Allene Reed, is her caretaker. I'd like to give a shout-out to her because it's really, it's not easy to be a caretaker for the loved ones, and I just thank God that she has the patience and the want to be a caretaker for a mama. And so what has happened is that today I learned that Ms. Kareen, who is the owner of this property, she's 100 years old. When the city, probably back in the 1950s, is from what I'm told, wanted to plant those trees out in the front. She had told them that she didn't want the trees planted there, that they were, she named them some kind of name. I can't remember what the name was, but she told me that she did not want the trees. And so what happened was the city of Fresno during that time planted the trees anyway. Ironically, speaking to Allene, her daughter, and her today, I found out that the city of Fresno, during that time when the trees were little, they planted the tree next to the water line, the main water line that comes from the street, and there's a long pipe that goes up to the house. So if you have one of the older homes in Fresno, you have like the little, we call it medium outside. You have the sidewalk, and then you have the where your mailbox would be, for lack of better words. And so right there is where the water, the main well is. So today, after our press conference, they sent some people out. I just want to thank all of you who has been sharing this crisis situation right now with your friends and sharing it across the country. For those of you who want to call in, please call in to 619-924-0872 is the call-in number tonight. And when this guy lift up the box, as if you're going to read the meter, it was full of water. And something was like, something was like, hit me. They said, that's not normal for that box to be full of water. We have Allene on the line. So I'll be bringing her in a minute. And so I was videoing, live streaming, and I was like, the main water line is cracked. So what happened is that the tree that the city planted there back in, I don't know, 1950, I don't know what year they planted, the base of the tree, is, and I'm going to measure it tomorrow, is probably 18 to 24 inches wide, and the roots of this tree has went down in the ground and probably has wrapped itself around the piping over the years and has cracked or has loosened the water around the main valve. Now, here's the interesting part about this. We have elected representative named Aries, or Miguel Aries, District 3. Just beat Tate Hill, got in, I believe. Not from our community at all. Worked in the school district, but not lived in West Fresno. So anyway, he won. So Miss Aileen Reed, who is the mother of Miss Aileen Reed, who is the daughter of our 100-year-old mother, Corrine, has been advocating for her mother to resolve this problem. And I'm going to bring her in a minute so she can give more detail. But I just want to give my framework so when I bring her in, my listening audience from across the world, you would have a clear understanding. Because I need, Aileen Reed needs, Corrine needs all of your support. We need you to call down to City Hall and say, hey, please remove the tree, please fix the water line, and please reimburse Corrine her money. Those are the three things that we want. That's it, that's all. And everybody's happy. So I'll be putting something out tonight. There is a town hall meeting tomorrow. I'm gearing my folk up to go, those in the community, to speak on this issue as well as other issues that's going on here in West Fresno, the forgotten side of town is West Fresno. But the roots of this tree has, I believe, wrapped itself around the piping and somehow or another loosened this pipe to where water is now just running. Like you turn on a water hose. Right now, the water is running over there right now. It's running because there's a hole or something. Now, we understand that pipes can get corroded, right? We understand that. That could be the case. We don't know until the city go out there and dig it up. It could be the roots have went out there and wrapped itself around the piping and kind of loosened it up. We don't know until the city go out there and remove the tree and dig it up. But what we're not going to do is we're not going to blame Mother Corrine for something that she did had no knowledge of. For anything, she told them not to plant the tree. They planted it anyway. Then when they planted the tree not knowing that the base of the tree will grow 24 to 30 inches wide and those roots has went over to the water line.
That's
so
true.
Now all of a sudden, the city is saying from this evening, per Aileen, that let me back up now. So then we have 47 on your side, this brother. Mm-hmm. I forget his name.
Eric
Rosa. Okay, he comes in the picture. So, you know, he's doing his thing. You know, we appreciate all the work he did. We really do. And he's exposing this and going out, you know, talking to the mayor office, the city council. So kind of like this third party person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all along, this guy just got back in town no more than a month ago. And he's getting his job back. And he does a good job. I really like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But what's interesting to me is that Aileen has been trying to talk to District 3 seat Miguel Aries and it's fell on deaf ears. It was like he didn't even care. Now, I called myself to the office and said, hey, you know, I'm Reverend Harris. You know, I'd like to have the councilman come out here so we can try to resolve this, come to a resolution. I'm still waiting on a call. That's been over a month ago. So, you know, my grandma always told me, she said, you judge a person by not what they say, but what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, We have a senior. She has a crisis. The daughter call. I call. No response. How are we are supposed to take that? I mean, do we just take, I mean, we got a crisis situation because mom is being charged. She's used to paying $79 a month. Her bill now goes up to $400 a month, $300 to $400 a month. She's on a fixed income. One of our precious seniors in our community. And our elected official, Aries, Miguel Aries, then give two dead flies about Mother Corrine. He said, well, Red Man, what do you mean he didn't give two dead flies? Because he didn't show up. That's why. It's very simple. You are elected representative, and when people from District 3 call you, if they voted for you or not, you are supposed to get your behind out there and get out of the office, out of the air conditioner, out of the heater, and see what people need in the community. You are a public servant. That's what you are. But see, politics in Fresno has gotten to be so dirty and nasty. Who cares about those in West Fresno? I don't care if your tree fell. But here's the interesting part. Alina called me and said, Reverend Harris, the tree that I've been asking for them to remove just fell on the neighbor's car. And I'm like, what? So I hurry up and I go over there because I'm taking pictures and everything. And I'll be golly, I get over there, the limb has broken off, which was rotted. It was rotted and fell on the neighbor's car. So now all of a sudden, the city of Fresno, the city manager, what is his name?
Mark Sandrick.
Mark Sandrick is talking to Channel 47 on your side instead of talking to Aline and her mom as respectable citizens of this community. No, he don't want to talk to them. He wants to talk to Channel 47 on your side and pass messages back and forth.
Right.
We're no children. I mean, how dare you use your white privilege to say, I don't have to talk to Miss Reed or her mother. I'll talk to Channel 47. I'll send a message through them. And so he comes back, Channel 47, with the city manager's message. And say, hey, I can't promise y'all nothing. I mean, that was his exact, you know, I can't promise you guys anything. But this is your freaking tree that has bust all the pipes under the ground.
I'm trying.
And you want to blame mother who's 100 years old for a tree that she didn't want there in the first place? Are you serious? Then we turn around. All of a sudden now, Miguel Arias, he, I guess he lost Miss Aline's phone number, I guess. So I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt, which I find that very hard because he came to the West Fresno Democratic Club and joined our club, so he knew who she was, but he has no respect for her, or he has no respect for her mom who's 100 years old. So that's the problem here in Fresno. See, I don't care 2 cents about this majority of Hispanics on the city council. I don't care about that. What I care about, I mean, you could be Big Bird, far as I'm concerned, long as you're doing your job and being respectable to my black people. That's all I care about. So we're on this humbug, oh, we got the Latinos. They're the majority of the city council now. Really? What does that mean for a mother who's 100 years old can't get no service? What does that really mean? It means nothing. That's what it means. And I'm very upset that we have a new council person that comes into our community and do not even care about Mother Corrine, who is 100 years old, over there worrying about a water leak that their tree busted. So this is a very, so this whole situation, this tree and this water situation has went viral all over the country. Because we don't have people at City Hall that don't want to be accountable to the people. This is what we're dealing with day in and day out. So, family, those who are listening on Facebook, if you would like to call in, please call in to 619-924-0872 if you have a comment or so. But black people, as I said earlier, we're in trouble in Fresno. There is no respect for black people.
That's right.
None. Zero. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if you're 100 years old. I don't care if you're 5 years old. You're still going to be treated a certain way. And it's really sad that brown people, our Latino community, treat people like this. We have a comment when it comes to injustice.
Yes.
So I told people today, I said, look, I don't care about no Miguel Arias or anybody on the city council. Mayor, city, I don't care about none of them. What I care about is the people in my community living a quality life. That's all I care about. Too many people worrying about their political careers and not worrying about the people's needs. That's where we at. How about that? So it's been a long day for me. A very long day, but a good day. So we just like to welcome everybody to Dr. Harris Black Lives Matter show. We're broadcasting here out of West Fresno, the Golden West Side, April 17, 2019 at 8:49. We're going to go ahead and bring Miss Arlene Reed into the show. I'm for lost of words right now for what has taken place, the disrespect that has been placed on you and your mom and even myself. We're community leaders. I mean, I just don't know how to process all of this. Even when we invited this Miguel Arias to the Poor People's Campaign hearing, he didn't even have enough respect to send his person to dump his trash to come in, or send his secretary. None of these politicians in Fresno, from my perspective, give 2 cents about black people here. And I'm going to turn it over to you, Sister Arlene, and you can kind of give us your perspective of today and kind of where we're going from here.
You know, Rev, I just want to thank you and all of the people who showed up at my mom's house today. I want to thank you for the press conference and rallying the troops, so to speak, in Southwest Fresno. I want to thank Sister Maria Ells. I want to thank Emily Battles and her daughter Hannah, who are wonderful freelance folks. Brother Ernest, I want to thank all these people. Brother Doug Best, that I went to high school with. I want to thank all these people for showing up and showing their concern. And it's been a roller coaster of a day for me, very emotional. You know, I actually broke down crying, you know, 3/4 of the way through the afternoon, because it's so much to invest so much emotionally trying to do something for somebody you love and then to not be able to see it come through fruition. But I just want to update everybody that I, after the water management people showed up and pumped the water out of where that meter was, Rev, you were there, Brother Ernest was there. And thank you so much for coming back. I get a phone call around 4:30 from Miguel Arias, and he says, well, you know, Arlene, I heard about what happened, and you know, I'm not feeling well today, so you know, I have to apologize. You know, I don't know if that meant he didn't go into the office or what, but he says, so here's what we're gonna do. You know, we're going to remove the tree on April 23rd, and we're going to credit your mom's utility account for the money that she spent. And I said, okay, Miguel, I really appreciate that. I don't know all the proceeds that you have to go through to get this done. I said, what about the water main? And he says to me, this is at like 4:30, he says, well, you know, we can't do anything about that. So I thanked him for what he could do, and I hung up. An hour later, I get a phone call from Eric Rosales from 47 on your side telling me that he has since heard that, you know, they are going to be able to fix the water main in addition to removing the tree, in addition to giving her the credit for the utility bill. Now, Reverend Harris, you know, he was like, well, and it was happening so fast. It was happening so fast. He was like, well, Aline, can I get an interview with you? Can you come on, you know, the air and you know, say thank you or whatever? And, of course, you know, my first inclination is to say yes. But luckily for me, I had people to call to get their opinion about this, because after I was, like, putting my shoes on to go back to my mom's house, I was like, wait a minute. So I called Reverend Harris, everybody. And Reverend Harris said, wait a minute. Nothing has actually happened yet. Nothing has, you know, the tree is still there. The leak is still there. Everything is still the same. You need to probably wait on this thank you interview, and you need something in writing. And I thought about that, and I said, you know what? He's absolutely right. So, you know, I text Eric Rosales, and I said, well, I can't make the interview. And at first, you know, folks, I get a text back from him saying, well, you know, it's all true, and I helped you. And don't get me wrong, everybody, I'm grateful for the help. My 100-year-old mom is grateful for the help. But that is his job. That is Eric's job. That is the city of Fresno's job to do what they're supposed to do. So I just checked my phone before I phoned in to the show. And Eric says, well, okay, well, you know, I'll see you on April 23rd when they remove the tree, and, you know, we can chat then. Well, that's great. I'm hoping that in between time, I can touch base with Miguel Arias's office and get something in writing from him, because, folks, you have to understand that black people have been hoodwinked. We have been bamboozled. We have been lied to. We have been cheated. We have been scammed, and it's not, as Reverend Harris said earlier, it's not what you say, it is what you do. So now I think it's wonderful if, in fact, the city is going to do this. However, nobody took the time to call me. Miguel could have called me back and said, well, Aline, I have better news for you. You know, we're going to replace the water main. So I'm sure, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm sure that the powers that be at City Hall are like, well, you know, they're ungrateful, blah, blah, blah. No, I am frustrated. I am frustrated because I went through all the channels that I knew to go through, and I got no satisfaction for my mother. She has been worried about her water bill. She's been worried about her property that she has owned since 1948. Her house got completed in 1950. Rev is right about that. And the trees were planted soon after that, even though she didn't want them. So I'm saying all this to say, if we don't hang together as people, black people, we're going to hang separately. Because these people could give a flying fig about Southwest Fresno. And so if it happens for my mom, I'm grateful. What about all the other dead trees on that block, on Bardell, on Belgravia, on Weller, on Tutman? We had a half dozen people come by this afternoon saying how their trees were dead too. My good friend Gwen Bimman stopped by this afternoon and said a whole tree blew down on Tutman. That's one tree behind my mom. So that's east of Bardell. And I'm like, what is the city doing to maintain these trees that they're supposed to take care of? What are they doing? So I don't want to sound like an ingrate. If what they say is going to happen for my mother happens, I'm eternally grateful. But they didn't let me know that. I had to learn it third hand from a television reporter. If, in fact, it's going to happen, and I hope that it is. So, Reverend Harris, you are absolutely positively correct when you say that there is no respect there, none whatsoever. And Miguel Arias knew that I was the president of the West Fresno Democratic Club. I didn't throw that in anybody's face at City Hall. I didn't say that at all, because it shouldn't make any difference if I am or not. My mother is a citizen of this city. You know, she pays her utilities on time, because if she didn't, they wouldn't pick up her trash and leave her water running. And boy, is it running. So everybody, I just want to, you know, thank Reverend Harris for everything that he's done and continues to do for the community. You know, my mom has adopted him as another grandson, so now she got 6 instead of 5. And you know, everything that he does, all the work that he puts in, he's not getting paid for this. He does it because he loves his people. And that's all I want to say, Rev. You know, I'm going to give it back to you.
Well, we'd like to thank everybody for we got a comment that says, justice for the community. Justice for the community. I believe that's right. Justice for the community. I'd like to thank those who were in other states. We still need your help. We still need your support. What I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to talk about the town hall meeting. I'm going to make an announcement and also create a flyer of some nature to with the mayor office phone number or city manager, as well as Miguel Arias number, and tell them 3 things. We want 3 things. Fix the water main leak, remove the tree, and give mom her reimbursement for the past 5 months that you've been charged her $300 or $400. That's all we want. And everybody's happy. That's just dealing with mom issues. There's a bigger issue that we're dealing with, which is the entire community there around the Weller, Tupman, Bardell area, is that the other trees are in worse shape or just in bad shape as Aline's mother tree. I did an inspection. I noticed that a lot of the trees are cracking right in the middle, split. Which means they're rotting in the inside. So if you was to look like a Y, right in the middle of the Y is rotten. It's just split right in two. There's trees over there that has termites and bugs and these big old holes. And I don't know if snakes are living in them or rodents or squirrels but whatever it is, it's just not a healthy tree. And then I noticed there were other trees around the same block that were in bad shape. And as I went and started talking to neighbors, you know, it was very interesting to see the craziness that the neighbors are going through. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. Here in West Fresno. West Fresno is the tale of two cities, the haves and the have not, which I thought is very, very true today. The haves are those who live up in River Park area. The haves not are those who live south of Shaw. And so we have a lot of organizing and mobilizing to do. And like I said, it's just been a long day. We just wanted to give everybody an update on what's going on and what happened today. Again, I'll be getting that information out tonight. For those of you to call in for us, please. I'll have the mayor phone number. I'll have the city manager number, as well as this Miguel Arias phone number. There's a town hall meeting tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30, I believe. I believe at 2600 Fresno Street. We need for folks to go in. We need for folks to go in and voice your opinion about what is going on in your community. Make the politicians work for their money. Quit giving them a free pass to just walk up in City Hall and sit in a big old nice air-conditioned seat, leather seat, look out the window. Make them work for their money. It's time. We have streets over here that haven't been paved in the last 50 years. We have vacant lots and fields over here that needs to be cleaned and plowed and what have you. We have abandoned houses that's full of trash. Make these people work for their money. That's all I'm telling you right now. You know, stop complaining and start organizing.
Amen.
Keep that after me. Stop complaining and start organizing. That's what we have to do now. And that's what we're going to do is empower the community, educate the community. And the motto and freedom schools that we educate, motivate, energize, organize, and mobilize and take our youth to a higher level. So, you know, folks are fired up. As I tell folks, everybody's happy and I'm tired. But I'll get some rest tonight, hopefully, and take a hot shower and take me a Bayer aspirin or something and lay my behind in the bed. And so I think, again, it's just been a great day. Please, those of you who can turn out to City Hall tomorrow, let's put pressure on this entity down at City Hall that don't care about our community, that don't care about black people, don't care about poor people. And when we had the Poor People's Campaign, and I sent letters out to all the politicians, the Board of Supervisors, and the City Council, and the mayor, and not one of them showed up to hear the people. Can you believe that? Not one showed up to hear the people. So this is the type of community that we live in. And so I told someone today I wanted them to go down to the election office to look at possibly recall papers on this Miguel Harris. I'm not playing. I'm very serious. You have disrespected our mother. You have disrespected our grandmother. You have disrespected Aileen. You have disrespected me. You have disrespected our community. So, therefore, we will do an analysis, analyze on what we need to do to move forward. If we need new leadership in the District 3 seat, that's our constitutional right to remove that person or keep that person there. But one thing that you will do, you will respect the people in District 3. When we make a call, you better answer. When we ask you to come out in our community, you better come to run it. And the Porky Pig, as Porky Pig would say, that's all, folks. We'll see. We'll be back tomorrow. Let you know about the town hall meeting. We'll have an update for you tomorrow. I'd like to thank all of you for your support, your love. Thank you for supporting Miss Aileen Reed and her mother. And as they say, ain't nobody stopping us now. That's right.
Amen.
Nobody's stopping us now. This is how we do it in West Fresno. West Fresno, the golden West Side. It is time to stand up and fight back. Stand up and fight back. Ain't nobody stop you if you stand up and fight back. That's how we do it. This is Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We're signing out. No stopping us, no stopping. We moving and grooving. This is how we do it in West Fresno. That's right. This is how we do it. Mother Kareem, this is how we do it. Aileen Reed, this is how we do it. Nobody gonna stop us here on the Golden West Side.
I want you to be my friend.
We moving and grooving, moving and grooving. Nobody gonna stop us now. That's right. We headed to Fresno City Hall tomorrow. Town hall meeting from 5:30 to 7:30. We're gonna let them know that West Fresno is in the house. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. We coming strong and we coming hard in 2019. That's right, West Fresno. It's time to stand up and fight back. Stand up and fight back. This is how we do it. We stood up today and we fought back. And look at the results we got. Mother Corrine is going to get, she's going to get her tree removed. She's going to get her new water line. And she's going to get reimbursed her money. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. There's power in numbers. People united would never be divided. Power to the people. Come on, West Fresno. Let's wake up. Let's wake up and band together. We can do this. We can do this. It takes work, but we can do this. No stopping us now. No stopping us now. We see Lady J, Lady X. Lady X, we just happy to see you. Thank you for tuning in to our radio show. We coming strong and we coming hard in 2019. The Creator is rising. New revolutionaries here in Fresno. That's how we do it. Nobody stopping us now. Power to the people. Long live the gorilla. People united will never be divided. That's how we're going to do it. We rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking on the Golden West Side. Yeah. This is how we do it, Crystal. Crystal, this is how we do it on the Golden West Side. Always bet on black. Always bet on black. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. Ain't nobody gonna stop us. Nobody, 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 nobody. We've been here for 400 years and nobody has stopped us now. That's right. Be at Fresno City Hall tomorrow from 5:30 to 7:30. Let them know that you're in the house, West Fresno. Black man, black woman, it's time. It's our time now. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop. We're not going to stop. You can't stop us. You can't stop us. We got to rebuild the black community. We got to rebuild black consciousness. We got to rebuild the economic base for black people. That's right. We're coming strong and we're coming hard. 2019 is our year, y'all. Raise your fist up in the air. Wave it in the air like you just don't care. That's right. You with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. That's right. Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. Broadcasting out of West Fresno. Ain't nobody stopping us now. Nobody, 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 nobody. You can't handle us. We too strong when we come together. We too strong, too strong. It's You're with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We speak truth to power, truth to power. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. If you run up, you better run up right or don't run up at all. This is how we do it. We got my baby, Sharnell Harris. We thanked her. We thanked her for her words yesterday to the enemy. You stay strong, baby. Ain't nobody gonna stop you. Nobody gonna stop you. You got your daddy blood in you, girl. You keep going strong. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, 5:30 to 7:30, Fresno City Hall, Town Hall meeting. I need for all of you to be there and stand up and stand strong. When you walk in, put your fist up in the air. Let them know that you in the house. You with Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. No stopping us now. No stopping us now. 2019, we're coming hard and we're coming strong. Coming hard and coming strong. Grab your neighbor and say, we no stopping us now. No stopping us now. I'm gonna go get my wife.